Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, our national championship games are set in the men's and the women's. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the men's or the women's?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Look at you.
Man, chivalry is not dead.
You're such a gentleman.
My man.
Well, how about we talk about him not only because chivalry isn't dead, but because it was just more exciting in the lead up to the Natty than the men's Final Four. It just was.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Like the games itself?
Yes. That finish.
The games itself have been awesome.
Yeah, the finish at the Iowa-UConn game at the end was ridiculous. That did it way more for me than the men's Final Four. That was crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, as far as the men go, you have two teams that are clearly head and shoulders above the rest of the field.
So. Well, the biggest story in men's basketball right now is the video of Zach Edey walking a girl into a bedroom. Literally, that's the biggest story. Instead of like what's going on the court, or
I'm not familiar.
Go on TikTok or Twitter. There's a video circling of Zach Edey at a college party. Well, what do you think he's doing, walking a lady into a bedroom with a couple of other girls behind them with their mouths wide open? And that's a big deal. And the fact that Edey can't get paid by NIL because he's Canadian. Like, I'm hearing more about that than the actual games. And Caitlin Clark, it's all about what's on the court. And I love that.
Well, I'm sure he was just showing her his YouTube highlight package video. So,
oh yeah, the comments saying, "Oh, so we saw somebody entering a doorway." Well, what? Come on, guys, let's not be idiots.
Hey, man. It's Knockdown City, bro.
Well, anyways, the women's games, the Final Fours. We had Iowa versus UConn, and then it was South Carolina versus NC State. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch a lick of either of these games, but I did see that Iowa. I was keeping track of it, keeping an eye on it on, what was that, Friday? Question mark?
Yes. I believe.
What was I doing Friday? That's right. I was waxing my son on the basketball court myself. That's what I was doing. I was pulling my own Caitlin Clark nailing threes from long distances.
That's wild, yeah.
Yeah. Calm down, all right?
Wild.
But Iowa, they came back in this game. I did. When I was checking the score, they were down in the first half. I was like, boy, if they don't win this game, nobody's going to be watching on Monday or Sunday. Excuse me. Today is the championship game noon on ABC. I was like, nobody's going to be watching that. Well, sure enough, Iowa, they ended up pulling it out 71-69. South Carolina actually had a convincing victory where they didn't let the team crawl back in it. It looks like they kept NC State at arm's length the entire time. But Iowa, they win in what some people are calling controversial fashion. But quite frankly, I mean, are we this stupid? Are we this dumb about the ending of this game? Because the big play that everybody was clamoring and crying over was the screen. The illegal screen call that was called on UConn that then changed possessions and gave Iowa the ball.
With like 7 seconds left or so, 4 seconds
something like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to start with this, is that it wasn't a legal screen. Let's stop. The game's not rigged. You know, I understand that it's, you know, hard to understand that, you know, oh my God, a foul was committed with less than 10 seconds left in the game and a referee called it. And I'm sorry, like, to the people that are saying, you got to let the players decide it at the end of the game. You can't call. Well, a player did decide it at the end of the game by setting an illegal screen.
They were moving.
Like, and not only moving, the step she takes to set the screen is a wide open step and left, leaning elbow into her. Like, sorry. Like, and why? Also, why are we trying to defend UConn in this? Like, why? Like, why are we trying to give, like, we've seen UConn in a championship game a million times. So let's, you know, calm down. We don't need to see it again. And also, like, let's not just say, like, oh, wow, this game is rigged. Like, no, stop. All right. Like, the whole conspiracy theory thing in sports now, where it, like, things just can't be. There always has to be some underlying motive, agenda, something happening behind the scenes. Like, well, they got to let Iowa win. No. All right. The girl set an illegal screen. Turnover. Iowa gets the ball. This is like when people are pulling the whole Patrick Mahomes thing earlier this year, when Kadarius Toney was offsides, and then he was bitching and moaning on the at the press conference. You can't throw a flag right there. That play was just really cool, all right? And you just got to let the players decide that, because that's a Hall of Fame player.
Is that your Patrick Mahomes voice? I love it.
I like
it.
That's
Hall of Fame player making a Hall of Fame play right there. It's like...
I love that show.
So is there like a time limit on the clock that where we just stop calling fouls, or take it, like, we just...
I think depending on the foul. I mean, I don't know if a ref is... I call that foul, but you're absolutely right. It was a foul, right? It was an offensive foul.
Like, yes.
Regardless of what we want to say, it was an offensive foul. And, you know, I don't know. I think when you have a close game like this, like if they had been down 5, I don't know if anybody would have really batted an eye about it. But the fact that there's 7 seconds left with, you know, I think people were thinking overtime. Like, the game had been so close, because I did see some of the game.
An illegal screen... at 5 seconds left in the game is an illegal screen with 5 minutes left in the
it
first
is,
quarter.
But, you know, there are these unwritten rules, and you're a baseball fan, so you love unwritten rules, right? There are these.
Calm down.
And
I actually hate unwritten rules.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm one of those people who's like, hey,
write them
down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There you go.
No, I'm the guy that says write them down.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm right with you, but it's kind of one of those unwritten rules. Like, that's a play that, or excuse me, that's a call that you don't make at that point in the game. Egregious foul, across the arm, something like that, push, sure. Travel, double dribble, sure, absolutely. But an illegal screen with 7 seconds left in a 2-point game in the final four, like, that's not a, that's not something you call right.
Why?
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying, I understand why people are up in arms about it.
I don't get it.
And I understand why. I'm not saying it's right. Again, the first thing I said was what? It's a foul. Like, that's kind of what it is.
And if this were
those unwritten rules, like, we're not calling that at the end of the game.
And if this were the NBA, I think I would hear your point and absolutely understand it. But this is college basketball, right?
But this is the championship. This is the biggest part of college basketball. This is essentially the NBA. This is the Eastern Conference, Western Conference Finals, essentially. Like, and this is not something in that moment in the Western Conference Finals or Eastern Conference Finals they would have called.
But we know that the NBA, especially after the Tim Donaghy thing 15 plus years ago, we know that the NBA is a form of entertainment, more so than I think we would want to admit. The star players get foul calls, they get to the line all the time, and if you're no name, you don't. I can't stand the thought that that kind of reffing is leaking into college basketball. I thought the whole thing about ladies and men's college ball, guys, was that the chaos reigns, was that anything can happen. This is chaos right here. This is a young person committing a mistake, and they got called for the foul. Why is anybody up in arms about that?
I just, like, really can't believe the discourse that has come from this. Like, sorry, like, do you want games called correctly? The whole reason Paige Buchers got open on that play at the end, where she possibly could have taken a jumper, a wide open shot, which also, keep in mind, wasn't guaranteed to go in, so it's like, you know, it's not like she made it and actually took the shot.
No,
but also,
and Paige wasn't having a great game shooting. So.
And also, she got open because of that screen. Like, because of the girl getting checked by the UConn player, the name's escaping me. Like, she took a wide-ass open step to get out to that screen, to get to that position, and even chicken-winged her in the bot. Like, again, it was a foul.
It's tough,
like,
basketball, man. It's tough basketball.
Sorry. And
it's tough basketball.
The whole, we shouldn't call that, we should let the players decide this late in the game with the implications. And it's like, all right, basketball, I guess we're just going to change basketball just for a certain time frame.
If Pitt were in
the
Final Four and you were down 2 points, and it was, or excuse me, 2 points at that point, and one of your players stepped out, so we wouldn't be, we'd be saying, oh, yep, good offense, Pitt. That's what we'd be saying.
You gotta be better. You gotta be better, Pitt.
No, that's what we'd be saying at that point.
It's unacceptable.
Point. So it's not our team, so it's easy to say that. But again, I understand, as you're watching this amazing game, right? That's the call it's the right call. Again, I'm gonna keep saying that. That was the right call to make. I also understand the other side as why they would be pissed. You saw this amazing game for an hour, two point game, with 4 seconds left or whatever it was, and that's the call that changed the game.
Do you think that call is made at any level 20, 30 years ago in the style of basketball, which was more physical? And
I know, but then again, that's... No. What point is... I mean, that was 20, 30 years ago
The
game was more physical, so no. I mean, it's...
No, but I'm saying, is this a consequence of the game getting less physical, or is it this moniker that, like, in the last minute, we really should let these people play? And that's kind of what I'm pointing out. Like, so in 99, 2000, 2002, when the league was more physical, even in college, would you have let that go in the last minute, or would you have called it compared to now? There's a conversation as to where these leagues are and the entertainment value, as Rashad just pointed out. This is like the East and the West Championship for college.
I think they let it go. Like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I think that's a screen. Mind you, dudes were screening with their forearms, you know, at
exactly.
A point. So, yeah, I think they let that go. And this much more...
Well, the Warriors have won 3 championships because of illegal screens.
Yeah, Draymond, I mean, nut-tapping guys.
Yeah. So. It's worked. But, I mean, now, they're still using the same screens. You know, some people are getting tougher and running through those.
Well, poor UConn. I just feel so terrible for UConn women's basketball. Those poor...
I know, the have-nots, right?
Poor Gino.
Yeah.
With all that being said, as the narrative goes, we get what everybody wants. Iowa versus South Carolina.
Number one versus number one. Like, how could you be mad about that?
I mean, South Carolina trying to complete the undefeated season. Iowa trying to avenge, or excuse me, South Carolina trying to avenge their one loss from last year in the Final Four against Iowa. Iowa trying to cap off their season and Caitlin Clark's career with a national championship. Like, the narrative and how this all lines up is what everybody wants. And whether the NCAA was making the calls in the to the referee at halftime. You better let Iowa win this damn game.
And
I
so, and here's the cool part.
Like, do what you have enjoy, to. Call the legal screen with 5 seconds left. I don't care.
Enjoy what we're seeing from Caitlin Clark, because be a fan now, because as she gets more successful and as she starts winning more, especially if she moves to the next, you know, when she moves to the next level.
Big three.
I mean, if she wants that $5 million, who's it? Yeah, what's my man?
Ice Cube.
No, but somebody said they'll give her $10 million to play for their specific big league team, a big three team. I forget who it was. I want to say it was Dolph. Or no, not Dolph, but what's the other guy from Chicago?
If you're asking me about big three basketball and who's on what team and who's making decisions, you're asking the wrong person,
yeah,
buddy.
But either way, I think Caitlin Clark is going to get that Steph Curry treatment in a while. We love them when we love them, but once they start winning too much, like, this is irritating. And now we're over it type thing. So hopefully that doesn't happen to her, but I kind of see that happen as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.